This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Guillard. Today I'm speaking with Sarah Baird. Sarah, how are you?
Hi, good afternoon, Henrik. I'm great, thank you.
Sarah, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I work on the ITAMS contract, specifically for an employer, DB Consulting. My task is to provide a controlled vocabulary, or a taxonomy, for the Johnson Space Center, accurately representing over 50 years of manned spaceflight.
Can you explain the difference between semantics, taxonomy, ontology, and metadata?
All of these are relative definitions. But within the semantic system that I use and within my own environment, the taxonomy, of course, is a hierarchical system, a controlled vocabulary with a tree-like structure. Mm-hmm. It's agreed upon overarching definitions for classes and concepts. Mm-hmm. The ontology, then, is really referring to the relationships between those classes and concepts.
Awesome.
So we can see that STS 135 is related to a particular vehicle. It's related to Launchpad 39A. It was crewed by these folks. It carried this payload. That type of information is the ontology. Mm-hmm. Metadata, the most overused term of the century.
True.
It is definitely relative. But in my environment, I use a term metadata library. Mm-hmm. And what these are, specific fields that have been set up to convey to the end user, mm-hmm, through the interface, mm-hmm, things like a best bet URL, mm-hmm, a decided upon definition, an, mm-hmm, official definition, mm-hmm, an official image that might be relative to a specific mission patch or expedition, for example. Mm-hmm. These components of the semantic system can be taken on whole, mm-hmm, and conveyed to the end user, or divided apart and plugged into different applications so that we have multiple uses throughout the organization.
That makes sense. So you can have multiple metadata fields.
I think that is absolutely essential to decide on what your definitions are right from the get-go.
Very good point.
You know, you need to decide, is your ontology actually metadata to your taxonomy?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the term metadata that's going to be making the big influence?
Yes, okay.
So all of these things definitely need to be defined and shouldn't be assumed or taken for granted.
Sure.
When you start the project from the ground up, mm-hmm, sometimes you wish you'd have known what to do first.
Yes.
But... Yeah. You know, it's definitely better, mm-hmm, or more advisable, mm-hmm, to plan the structure from the beginning, the taxonomy, the basic,
right,
structure,
mm-hmm,
to have that from the beginning and build the ontology from that point and the term metadata from that point.
Mm-hmm.
The structure, mm-hmm, then provides a foundation for all that unstructured content and data that you're actually, that's your end goal, that you're actually trying to represent.
Right, right. And hopefully find again.
Yes, you know, again, the end goal.
Yes.
We want to find it, we want to reuse it, we want to improve the end user search experience.
Mm-hmm. Totally makes sense. And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
It's a good thing. no, seriously, I would say don't pigeonhole yourself. My title is the JSC taxonomist. I'm a contractor, JSC taxonomist. It's great to have a title,
mm-hmm,
but if that were all I had to do, that would be quite a pigeonhole.
Sure.
To really reach out and take a look at the interoperability, mm-hmm, between your systems, between, mm-hmm, your file formats, between your duties.
Great point.
You can be one day searching for more subject matter expert participation,
mm-hmm,
the next day reporting off to management about the ROI, the next day trying to win funding for a cost-benefit analysis study. Mm-hmm. There are an endless array of hats that can be worn, and I'd say definitely be careful about how you pigeonhole yourself and take advantage of the multiple definitions that can occur within the workplace.
Great point. Thank you so much, Sarah. For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.